Hover
with Rachel Smalley
on Today FM.
Now, the think tank, the New Zealand Initiative, have launched a report that seeks to determine whether every life is worth the same. And this relates primarily to the Ministry of Health and the government's directive to the ministry to prioritise health spending for Māori. Dr. Oliver Hartwich is the Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative. Dr. Hartwich, this is a challenging topic, I think, to negotiate our way through. Perhaps not for you, but for me it is, to look at the prioritisation of Māori and whether there is systemic racism in our health system. Let me begin first by asking you what question you were looking to answer with this research.
Well, the research was triggered by statements from the Prime Minister and the Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, at the time, claiming that there is systemic racism in the health system. And we thought that was quite a strong statement to make from the Prime Minister and the Director General. And so we asked the government under the Official Information Act to give us evidence for that statement. We couldn't actually get anything from them. I mean, they responded to the OIA request, but they had no data to back up their claims. And we thought that was quite extraordinary. And it came in the context of directing PharmAct to redirect spending and prioritize spending towards Māori. And again, we couldn't find any evidence for that because, let me talk you through the economics here. What PharmAct is trying to do is it's trying to do to get the biggest bang for its buck. So it's got a limited budget. It wants to basically improve the most lives it can do, or it can improve out of that budget. Economists talk about QALYs, that's quality adjusted life years. And if you think that PharmAct is already optimizing for that, then it shouldn't really matter whether you're introducing a race component to that. Actually, if you're introducing a race component on top of that, you're probably reducing these quality adjusted lives. So you're actually making PharmAct a little bit less efficient. And that was our problem with the report, and that's what we pointed out.
There are some circumstances, Dr. Hartwich, if you look, say, at lung cancer. And yes, I take on board, it's my frustration too. There is no data. We just don't seem to collect data in this country. Or if we do, we don't make it available. If you look at lung cancer, though, anecdotally, it's our biggest cancer killer and it disproportionately affects Māori. And the first choice medicine to treat that is Keytruda, but it's only funded, that medicine, for stage 3 melanoma. And that's a cancer, as you would know, that typically affects white people. So we treat that, but we don't treat the biggest cancer killer for Māori. And I suspect that's what the government's alluding to here.
Yes, that's true. The problem is, of course, when it comes to things like lung cancer, lung cancer predominantly affects Māori, of course, but it is not because they're Māori, but because they're smokers. And smoking is a lot more prevalent in Māori circles. So we have to take these things apart. We have to just see whether things are really caused by ethnicity or whether they're caused by socioeconomic circumstances. So asked differently, do some illnesses and diseases predominantly affect Māori because they're Māori, or is it because they are coming from a different socioeconomic background? On that one, we would like to see the analysis from the government. But unfortunately, they are not giving us any evidence. They're only giving us slogans. And we think that cannot be the basis on which you can build and formulate policy.
Are you looking to extend your research out? Because, of course, we have the Māori Health Authority as well, which sits outside of Health NZ. It's another structure outside of our main public health system. What's your view on that? And will you seek to understand in a greater degree the purpose of the Māori Health Authority?
Well, we haven't actually looked into that at all. That was not the purpose of the current report. The purpose of the current report was really quite narrowly with PharmAct spending decisions, because actually one of the things we're really concerned about is that with these misguided policies, not based on data, we might actually make matters worse for those people we would really like to help. So even if you say you want to prioritize Māori, we've found cases and we actually documented them in the report where it is possible that you get worse health outcomes for Māori by prioritizing them. It sounds paradoxical, but it is possible if you're subsidizing, if you're funding some medicines that are predominantly affecting or helping some small subgroups within Māori, that the overall health outcomes for Māori, due to the lack of efficiencies and the lack of bang for buck, basically, become actually worse, and therefore you're actually disadvantaging the group you want to help here.
Just quickly, I know PharmAct are advertising for Māori staff in certain areas at the moment. PharmAct is a very white organisation. What do you make of that, bringing more Māori into PharmAct's management structure?
Well, again, that is one of the issues that we don't quite understand. We think the purpose and the task of PharmEC is quite simple, and that is to give the biggest bang for the buck. That means you have to have qualified staff, you have to have people who really understand the issues, and then it shouldn't really matter what ethnic background they're coming from. The target should be really that we are supporting everybody and that every life is worth the same, that we want to do it in a completely colorblind way, because we think if we don't do that, we might actually inadvertently harm the people we really want to help.
Dr. Oliver Hartwich, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. That report's available from the think tank, the New Zealand Initiative. They are arguing that there's not, in fact, systemic racism. It's not relying on race that are the issues in our health system, but in fact, other areas such as social demography, I guess you would say. Also, trying to get access to data, of which the government's made decisions around this, proving difficult. Does that data exist? It appears not. Let me know what you think about this. 3920, in the presence of systemic racism within our health system. It is 16 minutes to 8. Here's Carly.